Local people, local stories. This is the All Local from 1010 Winds.
I'm Suzanne Colucci, and here are today's top local stories.
Oh, today there will be lots of people on the roads, but they might not be that happy about it. Certainly have lots of company. The Labor Day weekend getaway, it's well underway. How about the weather? Will it improve? AccuWeather's John Furyk is here to tell us about it, John.
Yeah, overall, Suzanne, it looks like a pretty good holiday weekend weather-wise. A lot of clouds out there today. More sun as you head farther to the east. Long Island, Connecticut, getting more in the way of sunshine today. Still maybe a shower or two out there, but that's about it this afternoon. Tomorrow looks like it's dry during the day with some sun peeking through. We're into the upper 70s to near 80. It does look like we'll see a couple of showers and storms tomorrow night into Sunday morning. But then we dry out Sunday afternoon. We're up into the low 80s and looking pretty much picture perfect on Labor Day with some sunshine, low humidity, a breeze, and highs into the mid-70s. Suzanne.
All right, John, thank you for that. Now we're going to get an update on the road conditions from Glenn Shuck.
Well, the weather isn't really the greatest, but no matter. Looks like record travel on the roads this weekend. And in terms of heading to the airport, Robert Sinclair from AAA.
If you're going to fly, you know, get to the airport early, 2 hours ahead of the time for a domestic flight.
Here at the Vince Lombardi, gas $3.34 for a gallon of regular, about 40 cents less than last year. Joe is headed from Florida to Canada.
What about stopping in New Jersey? Some people have some various comments about New Jersey.
No, I like it.
Would you move to New Jersey? No.
No. No, I like Florida.
If you don't mind me asking before you go, your plans for Labor Day, like what your plans are?
Well, my wife lives in Canada.
Okay.
She's from Canada, New Brunswick.
Okay.
And I'm from Florida.
Glenn Shuck, 1010 Winds, 92.3 FM, here in the Jersey Turnpike in Ridgefield.
And in New York, the average price for a gallon of gas is now $3.48. That's down almost a nickel from a week ago. It's a nationwide trend. It's all heading in the right direction. The TSA says more than 17 million people are expected to be screened at the nation's airports between today and next Wednesday. A man trying to stop a crime inside a Queens subway wound up a victim himself. This happened early Monday morning. Police say the guy noticed two men assaulting someone else at the number 7 train station at 82nd Street in Jackson Heights. When he took out his phone to call 911, cops say the suspects ripped it from his hands and then tried to shove him down the stairs. They reportedly chased him onto the street level and started beating him. Thankfully, the victim wasn't badly hurt. The suspects ran off. Police released their photos today, and they're asking anyone with information to call Crime Stoppers at 1-800-577-TIPS. A powerful explosion ripped through a house in Brooklyn, leaving 4 people hurt, 3 of them with serious injuries. This happened last night in East Flatbush. Fire Chief Tom Caracco says it seemed to start in the basement, but the damage went well beyond there.
Very significant damage, windows that were blown out. The structural part of the building actually is damaged and blown out as well. Very significant type of explosion.
Nearby homes had to be evacuated as a precaution. Neighbors say they heard and felt a large bang and smelt gas in the air. No word on the cause. An investigation is underway this afternoon. Police need your help in finding the creep who has been groping women in Park Slope, Brooklyn over the summer. The first attack happened in June between 1st Street and 8th Avenue. And this guy seemed to lay low for a bit before resurfacing in August and striking 3 more times. Surveillance video made it clear the same scruffy-haired man is responsible. Police just released his photo. You can check it out right now at 1010winds.com.
Thanks for listening to the All Local from 1010 Winds. And for the latest news, traffic, and weather, tune to 1010 Winds, visit 1010winds.com, or download the Odyssey app to take us wherever you go.